Okay, let's have a word of prayer and then we'll get into Revelation 21.
我们先祷告，然后我们再读启示录第二十一章。
Lord, we're thankful that you have written your Bible for us, and we're thankful for the good news that comes at the end.
主啊，我们非常感恩你把那个圣经写给我们，我们也非常感恩在那个结束的时候我们有了好消息。
Now, Lord, we pray that you will help us. We thank you that you teach us. But, Lord, we want to get excited about going to heaven.
主啊，我们非常感恩您来教导我们，我们也知道您教导我们，所以呢，我们感到非常的激动，我们要去天堂。
So, enlighten our understanding, we pray, and then we pray that you will fill us with hope. And we ask this in Jesus' name.
所以呢，求您呢教导我们，我们祷告，然后呢让您呢让我们充满希望。我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. Okay, so we're starting here now in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, and we got down last time to verse 5. We'll start looking at verse 6. And these are delightful. I call them summary statements. When it's all over and all the bad has been put away and there's nothing ahead but the good of reward, these are summary statements.
今天呢，上次我们学到启示录二十一章第五节，第五节呢，现在我们今天开始学第六节。第六节我们这一个呢，后面的称之为就是说是一个总结性的一个说话。那总结性的呢，就是说所有的坏的事情都已经过去了，那么真正的好的事情呢就要来了，所以他把这个成为一个最后的总结。
So we assume this is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking. He says in verse 6, he said to me, it is done. I am Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end.
然后呢，我们就假设这是主耶稣基督所说的话，他也对我说都成了，我是阿尔法，我是欧米伽，我是初，我是终。
There is the story of Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 3. And Adam and Eve reach out, take the fruit, and they eat the fruit, and the problem results. It's called the problem of sin.
然后呢，这个呢，我们在创世纪的第三章里有这样一个故事，就是亚当和夏娃。亚当夏娃他们去呢，摘了那个禁果吃了。
That was the beginning.
这个是开始,
but this is the end.
但现在这里却是终结。
Sin was a problem. It has all been set aside. The problem has been resolved. This is the end.
因为罪它是一个问题，现在呢，这个罪的问题给解决了，已经放在一边去了，所以这是罪的终结。Alpha
and Omega are the beginning and the ending letters of the Old Testament, of the Greek language.
所以阿尔法和欧米伽，它这是希腊文的两个，一个开始的一个字母，一个是结束的一个字。
And remember that everything flows from what God speaks.
所以呢，大家记住，所有的事情呢，都是因为神说了就造成。And
so in Genesis 1 and 2, God said, let there be light, let the waters bring forth. He spoke and it happened.
在那创世纪第一章第二节，神说呢，要让他应该有光，然后他就有了光。神只要一说话，这个事情就马上发生了。Similarly,
in the whole of Scripture, God speaks. God speaks. When you get to the New Testament, Jesus Christ is the Word of God.
同样呢，在圣经里充满了就是神说神说神说，当你来到那个新约的时候呢，主耶稣基督被称之为神的道。
And when you get to this point, the Lord Jesus Christ has spoken the last word, and that was that sin has been put away completely, and he's the Alpha, he's done all the speaking, Alpha and Omega, all the speaking to deal with sin. It's all over.
因为这里呢，到这里是主耶稣基督他最后讲的话，他从一开始呢他就在讲，然后讲到这里呢，罪呢就是完完全全的被那个已经解决了，所以这里呢主耶稣基督从开始一直到最后都是他在说话。
And then the verse goes on, to him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life.
然后这句经后面说，我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。
And in heaven, we're just going to keep on drinking and drinking and drinking from the Lord Jesus Christ.
在天堂里呢，我们要一直就是喝喝喝，从我们的主耶稣基督那里喝。
He said to the woman at the well, if you're thirsty, I'll give you something to drink.
他对那个井边的妇女说呢，如果你渴了，我可以给你什么，可以给你东西喝。
And so when we get to heaven, we will never thirst again. We just keep drinking from him, drinking from him, drinking from him.
当我们到达天堂的时候呢，我们不会再渴了，因为我们可以一直从主耶稣基督那里喝。
And the next line says, he who overcomes,will inherit all this.
这经文说得胜的必承受这些为业。
So the teaching is when you get to heaven, you don't have to work hard in order to get something to drink. You will inherit the blessings of God. It's not you get to heaven and you get to work for things that are good. When you get to heaven, you will automatically inherit.Things that are good.
那这个基本上的意思是你到了天堂以后呢，你不用努力工作去得到那些好的东西，然后呢，基本上就是说你继承了那些好的东西。你到了天堂以后，你凡是要什么好东西呢，你不用去努力工作，你就继承，就直接是你的自动的给你了。
The Lord says, I will be his God.And he will be my son.
主说呢，我要做他的神，他要做我的儿子。
I was always my father's son.
我永远是我父亲的儿子。
And didn't matter what I did, I was still my father's son.
不管我做了什么，我总是我父亲的儿子。
Didn't matter what he did, he was still my father.
他不管他做什么，他永远是我的父。
Absolutely marvelous. When we get to heaven, it's going home, and we go into his home, and we find that it's our home, because he's our father, and we're his son.
因为这是绝对神奇的，当我们去到天堂呢，我们就像回家一样，我们去到他的家，去到他那个有权能的家，他是我们的父，我们是他的儿子。
So there's two kinds of people, always have been, two kinds of people. Those who have overcome and they inherit all things, and then verse 8, the other kind of people.
这里呢其实呢有两类的人。第一类人呢就是说他们得胜的就得继承了他的基业，这是一类人。在第八节呢有另外一类人。
All right, outside.The cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death.
八节讲，唯有胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、邪术的、拜偶像的和一切说谎的。 他们的份儿就是烧在烧着的硫磺的火炉里，这是第二次的死。
What a contrast!
多么大的一个对比！
All the blessings of heaven for those who believe, and all the terrors of hell and the lake of fire for those who refuse to believe.
因为所有的那个从天上来的赐福对那些信的人来说全部的赐福都是给他们的对那些不信的人来说呢所有的那些痛苦啊可怕的在那烧着硫磺的火壶里是给他们留的
There are eight kinds of evil mentioned here
这里呢提到了八类的那种罪恶
Six of them we find easy to understandThe vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic art, the idolaters, and all liars, we understand that they will be involved in the second death.
因为有六类的呢是我们比较容易理解的。最理解的呢就是说那些不信的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的他们都是会在烧着的火锅里。
There's that line there that says, those who practice magic arts.
这里有一个讲的是行邪术的。
And that word probably is the word from which we get our word pharmacy. It's probably a word relating to drugs.
这个呢这些词呢有可能就是从我们今天药房里的那些名词来的就是实际上它就是毒品。
The drug users are very common in our day, tragically.
因为非常的悲剧的是呢在我们当今呢这些吸毒上瘾的人是非常普遍的。
And,Their lives are often associated with magic arts and all kinds of other confusion, but probably this word relates to drug users. Drug users do not have a place in God's plan.
这里呢，实际上呢，他们这些吸毒的人呢他们通常呢他们会是有很多邪恶的东西就包括些邪术的。所以这里面讲的呢就是说是指的通常指的是那些毒瘾上瘾者他们这些人呢是不在神的计划里面的。
Our society has said that drug use should be legal.
我们的当今社会说呢吸毒应该是合法的。
God says it is sin and it will result in eternal separation from God. That is a terrible sin.
神说呢这个是罪因为这个会结果呢就是和神永远的分离这个呢是一个可怕的罪恶。
In the same way, our society says sexual immorality is legal.
在我们同样的说呢在我们当今社会里说那个淫乱呢是合法的。
God says it's the sign, one of the signs, that the people who practice it are going to the lake of fire.
所以说呢如果谁去行这些淫乱呢他们最终呢就会下到火炉里去。
Remember, it doesn't matter what the laws of Canada say. All that matters is what God says.God says both of those things are sin. Don't do it.
因为大家呢都要记住加拿大的法律呢不重要。重要的是神怎么说。什么时候呢这两类的东西呢都是罪。
But the list of eight here begins with two things, the cowardly and the unbelieving. We wouldn't necessarily put them in the same list as the six that follow.
因为同样的在这里有胆怯的和不信的但是通常呢我们不会把这两类的人呢把跟后面的那六类的人呢放在一起。
The unbelieving, we can sort of understand because the only way of salvation is belief. And those who do not believe, the wrath of God is going to fall on them. They are condemned already.
这个里面呢是不信的，因为我们觉得呢，就是说，唯一得救的方式呢，就是相信。所以那些不信的人呢，那个神的愤怒呢，就在他们身上，因为他们的不信，他们的罪已经定了。Remember,
unbelief is a terrible sin. To say to God, "I don't believe you," is an awful thing to say.
因为呢，就是说呢，大家记住，那个不信神呢，就是一个大罪。因为你跟神说呢，神我不信你，那么这是一个可怕的大罪。But
the first word is the cowardly.
一个词呢，就是胆怯的。Why
would the cowardly be here? Why would they be listed amongst those who will not inherit eternal life?
这个呢，胆怯的为什么会在这里呢？为什么要把他们列上呢？他们为什么不能继承永恒永生呢？
The answer very simply is the cowardly say, "I'm not afraid of you, God, but I am afraid of my friends. I'm afraid of my family. I'm afraid of being spoken against. I'm afraid of being laughed at. I'm afraid of everything. I'm just not afraid of God." And they won't come to God because of the fear of things around them and people around them.
这个呢，胆怯的在这里的原因呢，是因为这些胆怯的人跟神说呢，神呐，我不惧怕你，但是我却惧怕我的朋友们，我却惧怕我的家人们，我却惧怕别人嘲笑我，我却惧怕周围的一切。所以呢，这些人他们因为不惧怕神，而惧怕他们周围的一切呢，所以他们呢，也不能继承永生。
Now, as we've been learning on Sunday nights, King Saul was in bad straits because he feared the people. He didn't fear God. He didn't fear Samuel, but he did fear the people. And so in order to appease the people, he disobeyed God.
因为这里呢，我们在星期天的晚上学习，在撒母耳记里，我们读到了呢，扫罗呢，他实际上呢， 他不惧怕神，但是他却惧怕他周围的人。周围的人呢，因为他惧怕他周围的人呢，所以他就背逆神。And
the Lord Jesus Christ said, "If you don't hate your father, mother, and other members of your family and those around you, if you don't hate them, you'll never inherit the kingdom of God."
主耶稣基督说呢，如果你不恨你的父母，不恨你那些周围的那些人的话呢，你永远不会进入神的国。
And the question is, what does he mean by that? And the answer is, he means that you've got to fear God more.
那个问题是主耶稣基督这么讲什么意思呢？他的意思就是实际上你应该更加的去敬畏神。
And Adam made that terrible mistake when he said, "I'd rather sin with Eve than not sin." He feared his wife. He sinned because he didn't regard God, but he did regard the people around him.
这个呢，实际上呢，亚当呢，他是犯了这么一个错误。那个错误呢，他就是去害怕夏娃，他却是。 因为他害怕夏娃呢，他不是说去惧怕神，因此呢，他惧怕周围的人，所以他背逆了神。And
many people have said or will say, "I would have been in heaven, but my mother said, 'Don't do that. Don't you believe that. Don't go to that church. Don't believe that book.'" And they followed their mother rather than following God.
有些人说呢，我本来应该是去天堂，但是我的 妈妈就跟我说呢，你不要去相信那些，你不要去相信那本书，你不要去教会，你不要相信那些人。所以呢，因此呢，他害怕他妈妈，就没去天堂。
Remember, Peter said to the religious leaders in his day, he said, whether it's right in the sight of God for us to obey you or to obey God, but we are going to obey God. Peter was not cowardly.
大家也记得呢，那个使徒彼得，他实际上当时呢，跟那些祭司们说呢，他说呢，不管在神眼里怎么看，我们是惧怕神呢，还是惧怕你们呢？所以我们惧怕神是对的，我不惧怕你们。所以彼得他不是胆怯的。
All right, so verse number 9 now says, one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and said to me, come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb.
第九节说呢，拿着七个金碗盛满末后七灾的七位天使中，有一位来对我说，你到这里来，我要将心腹，就是羔羊的妻指给你看。
So the question is, what's going to happen to the Christian? What's going to happen to the church when all is said and done and we enter the eternal state? Where is the church going to be? What is the church going to do? How is the church going to look?
现在这样的问题就是说呢，对那些基督徒，还有就是说教会，到将来呢，在他们身上会发生什么？当我们到了永恒的那种状态的时候呢，教会的位置和基督徒的位置，他们在他们身上最后会发生一些什么事情呢？
So John says this is going to be exciting. I'm going to find out what the bride, I'm part of the bride of Christ.I'm going to find out what the bride is going to look like, what the bride is going to be. He says, this is great. The Lord is going to show me the future of the church.
这里呢，那个约翰呢，他说我现在感到非常兴奋，因为我要看看那个到底在那个新娘身上要发生什么。心腹，我是心腹的一部分。当时呢，到将来的时候，就是这个心腹，就是教会会怎么样？主耶稣基督呢，会指给他看。
And so he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God.
第十节说呢，我被圣灵感动，天使接待我到一座高大的山，将那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我。
And he probably found it somewhat confusing, like you do and I do when we read it and we say, I was looking forward to seeing the church and what I saw instead was a city. How is the church the bride, the city? How is the city, the church, the bride? The Lord says, I'm going to show you a bride, and he shows him a city.
这个里面呢，就是呢，你我呢，可能跟约翰当时一样，我们当时呢都被搞糊涂了，因为他呢，主说呢，要指给他看，看的是一个新娘，新娘呢就是教会，主说呢，你来看，我就把那个心腹指给你看，把教会指给你看，将来的教会会是什么样子，但是呢，他看到的却是一个从天上降下来的耶路撒冷城。那么这个新娘和这个城有什么关系呢？
He says he carried me away in the spirit.
所以他说呢，我被圣灵感动，他把我带走。
What's meant by that little phrase, in the spirit?
所以在灵里，这个小词组是个什么意思呢？
And it probably means that John was physically sitting there, possibly in his cell.On the island of Patmos, but the Spirit of God carried him away. He went to see things that he couldn't see in the Patmos cell.
这个呢，大概呢，也就是讲的就是约翰当时呢，坐在那个帕姆岛那个监这个牢房里面，他的肉体人在仍然在里面，然后呢，神把他的灵带走了，把灵带走去看一些他的那个在那个岛上的那个牢房里看不到肉身看不到的东西。
And you will find that line many times in the scriptures. God wants to reveal something to his prophet and he carries them away in spirit. He probably stays there where he was in body, but he carries them away in spirit, shows him something that could not otherwise be seen, and then he comes back to where he is.
因为在这个圣经里呢，你能够看到很多次很多次这样的一个词组，就是当神要向他的先知们呢，就是显示一些什么事情的时候呢，就把他的灵给带走了，他的肉体呢，身体呢，大概还是留在原来的地方，因为他要将来要给他看的是这个肉体看不见的东西，然后让他的灵去看，看完了以后呢，他的灵又回来，然后呢，又回到他在那里那个身体里面。
So we find it hard to understand, but what he is seeing now is the bride, and he's seeing a city. He's seeing the city, and the city is the bride. The bride is the city is the bride. We have hard time understanding it, but both are true.
现在呢，对我们来说呢，可能你会发现很难理解。很难理解他从林里被带走呢，去看新娘的时候呢，就看到了一座城市，这个城市呢就是新娘，新娘就是城市，城市就是新娘，这对我们来说呢很难去理解，因为两个都是对的。
It shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal.
就是一件说城中有神的荣耀，城的光辉如同极贵的宝石，好像碧玉，明如水晶。
What's the city going to look like? The city's going to look like something you've never seen at all. No building, no city has ever been brilliant and beautiful like this.
这个山呢，城市会看起来什么样子呢？这个城市是就是说呢，是一个你从来没有见过的这样的一个城市，这个城市的美和那种让你惊奇的是，世界上没有任何的城市可以相比的。
But the bride, the Christians, are going to shine with the same glory of God.
但是那个新娘呢，就是基督徒呢，要和神一样的显示神一样的荣耀。
Remember when Moses came down from the mountain, having been with God for 40 days and 40 nights, his face was shining.
记住当那个摩西他从那个山上下来的时候，因为他和神在上面待了40个昼夜，当他下来的时候呢，他的脸是放光的。
Somebody sometimes says to you, you know, you look good today.
有时候呢，有些人呢对你说呢，你现在看起来不错。
You say, well, can you see the glory of God?
你会说呢，你能够看到神的荣耀吗？
They probably say, well, you don't look that good.
他们会说呢，你看起来并没有那么好。
But we will look that good.
但是我们会，将来会像看起来像。
Absolutely amazing.
绝对神奇的。
All right, how good are we going to look?Will look like a very precious jewel, like a jasper stone.
因为我们会看起来像什么样呢？我们将来会看起来如同极贵的宝石。
The Bible scholars suggest that the jasper stone is a diamond.
因为那些圣经学者呢，他们认为呢，这个宝石呢就是钻石。
Have you ever seen a diamond that looks beautiful?
你有没有见过一个钻石看起来很漂亮？
You get it in the light and it sparkles and sparkles.
你把它放在光下了，它会一不断的闪光闪光。
That's what the city is going to look like. That's what the bride is going to look like. That's what you and I are going to look like.
这就是那个城市将来会看起来的样子，这就是心腹将来会看起来的样子，这就是你我将来会看起来的样子。
And you and I, I've told you several times that I expect when you see me in heaven, you'll say, Harold, I had no idea you were so good looking.
那你我呢，就是说我跟你们讲过很多次，就是说将来你在天上看见我的时候呢，哎呦，你会说呢 ,Harold, 我从来没想过你是如此的帅。
Verse 12 says, it had a great high wall with 12 gates and with 12 angels at the gates.
第十二节说呢，有高大的墙，有十二个门，门上有十二位天使。
So, the gates are going to be there. There's going to be activity. We don't know who's coming or going. We know there are going to be 12 gates in this big city.
因为在那里呢，有那个十二个门，门里呢有一些活动，但是呢，我们不知道到底谁会在那个门里进出，但是我们知道呢，有十二个门。
On the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel.
因为门上也写着以色列十二个支派的名字。
And those, names will be there to remind everyone that God's great work of salvation began as he took the tribes of Israel and began to work in them for his glory and for the salvation of the world.
这个呢就是这里十二个支派的名字呢就是提醒我们神是开始在以色列的十二个支派里开始他的救恩的计划开始把救恩带到整个世界他的工作是从那里开始的。
There were three gates on the east, three gates on the north, three gates on the south, and three on the west.
东边有三门，北边有三门，南边有三门，西边有三门。
It's interesting that in the, tabernacle and in the temple, the gates were always on the east.
因为这里非常有趣的是在会幕里或者在圣殿里那个门呢永远是朝着东面的。
Here the gates are on all four sides. It means that the access to God is going to be from all directions, going to be absolutely wonderful.
所以这里的那门呢是朝着四个方向的。这里意味着呢就是来到神那里通道呢是从四面八方都可以到的。这是绝对神奇的。
The wall of the city had 12 foundations. And on the foundations were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb.
门墙呢有十二根基，根基上有羔羊十二使徒的名字。
So how is this city built? How is the foundation laid? The foundation was the 12 apostles of the Lamb. They started preaching the gospel. People got saved. The bride of Christ was built up. The city was built up. Then the 12 apostles are on the foundation.
这个城市是怎么建造起来的呢？实际上是那个十二个使徒他们做根基，然后还有羔羊和十二个使徒一起做根基。然后因为羔羊和十二个使徒他们传福音，所以呢就有了教会。教会他们一直在建立，在这个上面呢根基上建立了教会。那么说呢，羔羊和十二个使徒呢，他们就是教会的根基。
And so, verse 15 says, the angel who talked with me had a measuring rod of gold to measure the city, its gates, and its wall. The city was laid out like a square, as long as it is wide. He measured the city with the rod and found it to be 12,000 stadia in length, as wide and high as it is long.
这你刚才呢第十五节第十六节又说呢对我说话的就是那天拿着金苇子当尺要量那城和城门城墙城是四方的长宽一样天使用苇子量那城共有四千里长宽高都是一样。
This is going to be a big city. And the Bible teaches us here that it's going to be a high-rise city. It's going to go up as far as it is wide and deep.
这个呢将是一个非常大的城市。 圣经告诉我们这个大的城市呢将是一个高层建筑。 所以这样的呢它的长宽高呢都是一样的一个大的城市建筑物。
The question is how big? How big is 12,000 stadia?
因为这个呢就说呢这个12,000弗龙是多大多长呢？
And some people say, well, no, the actual measurement is about 1,400 miles.
有些人说呢，这个呢，其实真正的是1,400英里。
I like to think of it as the geographic center of the western side of the United States.
所以呢，这个呢，就是讲的从地理位置讲，就是说是。 从那个美国的西部，那么大的一个地方。
If Vancouver were the northwest corner of the city, the city of Winnipeg would be about the northeast corner of the city.
因为如果温哥华，那么说是那个西北部的那个角落。 那么温尼佩呢，就会是东北部的那个角落。The
south of the southwest corner, sorry, southeast corner would be in the Gulf of Mexico, south of Texas.
因为这个呢，那么在东南部的这个角落呢，或者是在那个墨西哥湾的那个德克萨斯州那里。
And the southwest corner would be in the Pacific Ocean, just to the west of Los Angeles.
这个呢，那个西南部实际上呢，就是在那个太平洋的那个洛杉矶的那一块。Now,
that's a big city.
这个是一个很大的一个城市。
And it's just as high as it is broad and deep. That's a big city.
因为这样一个城市呢，它长宽高都是一样的，这是一个巨大的城市。
We had a Sunday school class a few years ago. Han Lin Yong and I decided we would do the mathematics on this and find out how many square feet we would have if each person, each Christian, had a portion of that city. How much would we have?
因为那个很多年前在那个主日学里，他和翰林呢，就是我们教会那个翰林，他算了一下，如果当时呢，最后我们在这个大的一个城市里，如果每个基督徒 这样一个地方，一个基督徒能占多少个平方的地方呢？
We basically concluded that every Christian who was a member of the Bride of Christ would be able to have a house so big in that city that you would call it a castle.
因为我们得出的结论呢，是说任何一个真正的信了主的基督徒呢，在那个城市里，你会有一个房子大到如此的程度，你可以把它称之为城堡。
Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions, and there's room in that house for lots of mansions."
因为这个主耶稣基督说呢。 在我的父的家里有很多的豪宅，所以在那个地方呢，那个城市里呢，有很多的地方可以容纳这么多的豪宅。So
at this point you say I can't really imagine it all. You don't have to. It's just going to be absolutely beautiful. We are going to live together with the Lord Jesus Christ in that absolutely beautiful city We're going to have lots of room and we're going to have lots of fun.
你这个呢，在这个点上呢，你会说呢，我完全想象不出来，所以你根本用不着想象，你不用想象，因为到了那个时候呢，我们会在那个城市里和我们的主耶稣基督呢，住在一起，我们能够会有很多的住在很大的地方，我们有很多的乐趣在那里面，永远跟主在一起。
Verse 17, he measured its wall, and it was 144 cubits thick by man's measurement, which the angel was using.
第十七节说他用量了那个城墙，按照人的尺寸，就是天使的尺寸，公元144肘。
All right, verse 18, the wall was made of jasper. The city of pure gold, as pure as glass.
第十八节说，墙是碧玉造的，城是金金的，如同明镜的玻璃。
So we don't know much about this city, but we know two things. It's got a lot of jasper or diamond, and it's got a lot of gold.
所以呢，我们对这个城市呢知道的不多，但是呢，有两件事我们现在都是知道的。这里呢有很多的碧玉，或者说是钻石，然后有很多的纯金在那里。How
could you exaggerate the value of that city? How could you exaggerate the beauty of that city? And the answer is the illustrations you could use would be diamond and gold, pure gold you can see through, that wouldn't be an exaggeration.
那怎么去看这么一个城市呢？它是多有价值，它是多美呢？这里讲到的就是你会用那个描绘钻石的那个那样去看，然后你那些金子呢，就是那种透明的金子，你可以用那个来去描述这样一个城市。
The foundations of the city, which are these 12 apostles, the foundations of the city were decorated with every kind of precious stone.
因为第十九节讲的城墙的根基，这就是十二个使徒是用各样的宝石修饰的。
The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth carnelian, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst.
第十九节第二节说呢，第一根基是碧玉，第二是蓝宝石，第三是绿玛瑙。 第四是绿宝石，第五是红玛瑙，第六是红宝石，第七是防碧玺，第八是水苍玉，第九是红碧玺，第十是翡翠，第十一是紫玛瑙，第十二是紫金。So
these are the 12 apostles. What's the apostle Peter going to look like?
这里是十二个使徒，那么使徒彼得看起来会什么样子呢？
Well, he's probably going to look like Jasper the diamond. What's James going to look like? Well, he'll probably be like the second. He'll look like a sapphire. What's John going to look like? He may be the fourth. He might look like an emerald.
那么使徒约翰看起来会是什么样子？他可能看起来像是第四个，像是绿宝石。So
what are you going to look like?
那么你看起来会是什么样子呢？
And you can only let your imagination go, can't you?
你唯一的就是让你的放飞你的想象，是不是？
And you say, you know, I think it's going to look pretty pretty.
你说呢？我想可能会看起来很漂亮。The
high priest, you'll remember, he wore a breastplate on his heart.
这个最高祭司，你知道吗？你们大家记得，他就是戴一个胸牌。
On that breastplate, there were 12 precious stones.
在他的那个胸牌上呢, 有12个宝石。
And some have suggested that those 12 precious stones on the breastplate are the same 12 precious stones as you have here.
有些人呢认为那就是在那个胸牌上的12个宝石，那跟你现在读到的这一句经文里面12种宝石是一样的。
And you say, well, that's going to look absolutely amazing. If those 12 stones on the breastplate of the high priest look beautiful, how much more the foundation of the wall with the 12 precious stones, one on top of another, and they're all glittering with beauty for the glory of Jesus.
那就是说你想象一下，就是说如果说是那个大最高祭司胸牌上的那十二个宝石呢，看起来很漂亮。那么说呢，你会发现在这里的这十二个宝石呢，他们会更加的漂亮。所有的他们一切呢，都是和主耶稣在那里为了主的荣耀在那里闪光。
And so when you go into the building, I think, I'm not sure, but I think when you go into the building, you will find various rooms, various enclosures, and they will be for parts of the church as it developed over time.
因为这个时候呢，如果你进到那个城市的时候呢，你会看到，我不是很确定哈。 哎，你会看到一些房间，一些房间呢，房间他们那个美的程度，就像有些现在一些教堂那个展示出来的那个样子。
And I think when you get into the building, you'll say to yourself, "I think I'd like to go see 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel."
所以我认为，如果你进到城市里面以后呢，你说我想去看一下16届福音教会是什么样子。
And I think when you got in there, you'd look around and you'd find lots of diamonds and lots of emeralds and lots of sapphires and rubies and all these precious stones. And you'd say, those are my brothers. Those are my sisters. This is absolutely beautiful.
那我认为你当你找到了以后呢，你会发现那个16届福音教会那里呢，有很多的红宝石、绿宝石、钻石啊，还有那些翡翠，所有东西。你说啊，这都是我的弟兄姊妹们16届福音的啊，太美了。
I don't think we're all going to look the same. I think we're all going to have our own individual beauty on that occasion. We'll have our own precious stone.
因为我不认为我们都是一样的在那个时候。我认为呢，那个时候呢，我们每个人呢都有各自的独特的美，每个人呢都会有一个自己独特的那种宝石的那种美。
And looking at my screen, I think we're going to be able to say, well, that's the Chelsea glory, and that's the Roy precious stone, and that's the Sharon beauty stone, and that's Josh's beauty stone, and they'll all be there with their individual glory and individual identity, and we'll say, wow, I didn't know 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel was that beautiful.
因为他说呢，他看到他的屏幕上，他说：“哦，这个地方可能是Chelsea的那个荣耀，那个地方呢可能是Roy那个宝石的，还有那个Sharon还有老陈的那个宝石的那个样子，那个光在那里。”他说：“哇，我从来没想到过16届福音教会有如此的美。”
When I get there, I think I'm going to go for a walk.
当我到那里时候呢，我想我要出去散散步。
I'd like to go and see the Ephesian room where the Ephesian Christians were.
我想去看看以弗所的那些房间，我要看看以弗所教会。
I'd like to go to see many of the rooms in China.
我要去看看那些就是中国的在那里面的房间。
I'd like to go to see many of the rooms in Scotland. Where my mother's family came from.
我去看看那些很多房间呢，从苏格兰来的，这是他妈妈来的地方。
Do you think any of them are going to be beautiful?
你认为他们中间每一个都会很漂亮吗？
They're all going to be beautiful.
他们所有的都会很漂亮。
They're all going to shine with the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们所有的都会呢，放出主耶稣基督的荣耀来。
Frank Haggerty was famous because he said, the issue is not so much what would Jesus do, but the issue is what would Jesus do if he were me now?
And then 这个 Frank, Haggerty 讲了一个，他说那个重要的不是主耶稣基督做了多少，他就是说那是如果主耶稣基督他是我，他现在会怎么做。
And each of us will shine with a beauty when we do today what Jesus would do today if he were in our circumstances today.
所以我们每个人呢，他当时的闪光呢，都是取决于我们今天所做的事情。我们今天做了什么？就是今天如果主耶稣基督在我里面，他会做的什么？到时候的闪光取决于这个。
The 12, verse 21, the 12 gates were 12 pearls, each gate made of a single pearl.
第21节说12个门是12颗珍珠，每门是一颗珍珠。
And so as you're going through the city, you might say to yourself, I think I'd like to go to see the Simeon gate, or the Reuben gate, or the Issachar gate.And you'd go and you'd see these gates, the 12 sons of Jacob, and each one with the beautiful glory of the pearl, which is the gate of the city. Wonderful.
因为你到了那个里面去的时候，我认为你去看那些门的时候呢，你想去看看那个流变的门是怎么样的，你要看着西缅的门是什么样的，你要看着那个雅各的十二个儿子，他们每个人的他的名字的那个他们所成的那个门的光和他的那个是什么样子的。
Verse 22 says, I did not see a temple in the city.Because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple.
第二节说我未见城内有殿，因为主神、全能者和羔羊为城的殿。
That's very interesting. It doesn't just mean that there isn't one central place in the New Jerusalem. There's not just one central place in the city where God is. God is going to permeate.The whole city, Jesus Christ will permeate the whole city. The temple of God will be everywhere in that city.
这个呢，就是现在在那个城市里，不是说是只有一个中心的位置，就是说是神的圣殿。那个主耶稣基督和神的圣殿呢，它会遍布整个耶路撒冷城，在整个新的耶路撒冷每个角落里都有主耶稣和那个神的圣殿。
The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light.
第二呢，你说那城内又不用日光，日夜光照，因为有神的荣耀光照。
So there will be throughout the entire city, there will be the glow of the glory of God everywhere in the city.
因为在那个城市里面呢，有各种各样的，在每个地方的都有神的荣耀的光辉，所以在城的每个角落都有神的光辉在那。
And I think in that as well, I think there will be a transparency in the walls so that the light will shine through one from one area to another. The Lord will be there. The light will be there. This city is not a city for privacy. This city is a city for the public demonstration of the glory of God. I don't think we'll ever want.Privacy there. There'll be nothing to hide.
这里呢，在这个城市呢，我认为那些墙呢都是透明的，所以这样呢，神的光呢可以从一堵墙照到另一堵墙，从任何地方照到每一个地方。所以在那个城市里呢，我不认为是有隐私的。所以呢，在那一个城市里面呢， 所有的我们需要的都是神的光芒，所以呢，我们也没有什么东西要隐藏的。所以在那个城市里呢，都是为了让神的荣耀闪光，所以我们根本就不需要隐私。
The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into the city.
第二世纪说，列国要在城的光里行走，地上的君王呢，必将自己的荣耀归于那城。
So somehow there's going to be some communication between the city and the earth. There'll be a new heaven and a new earth, and the city will be attached probably to the new earth, and there will be coming and going. And some people say to me, Harold, where are you going to live? And I say, I don't know. I'm probably going to commute between some jobs I have to do on the earth and the city that I live in. I don't know, but the city's going to be there. The earth's going to be there, and there's going to be civilization, and we'll be coming and going.
这里呢，就是说呢，当时呢，就这个城市呢，和那个的新的地跟地球是有连接的，或者就是直接接在地球上面，就是说当时呢，会有一个新的地球。新的地球呢，所以呢，有些人问我说 ，Harold， 你到时候你会住在哪里？我说我不知道，我的有可能我是就是说呢，我可能要从这两个城市和地球之间来回的来去做一些，要去完成一些工作。所以呢，当时呢，在那个时候在地球上呢，肯定有新的文明的存在，新地球，所以我必须要来回的去两边走来去完成一些事情。
On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. Amazing. We can't understand these things, but no night, the gates never shut. We just all the time glory, all the time wonder, all the time joy.
你这里呢，就是我觉得城门白昼总不关闭，在那里原没有黑夜。所以呢，这里说是哦，我们不理解不了这些，但是呢，我所知道的这一切都是神奇的，在那里呢是有所有的荣耀，有所有的神奇，有所有的喜乐都在那个城市。
The glory and the honor of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
有人就说，人必将列国的荣耀尊贵归于那城，凡不洁净的，便那行可憎和虚谎之事的，总不得进那城，只有名字写在羔羊生命册上的才能进去。
Two things wonderful here. Number one, there will be no sinners, no unsaved people there. There won't be someone who comes to rob. There won't be someone who comes to cheat. There won't be any sin in that city from people who do not know the Lord.
这里呢有一件事情呢是非常美的，非常奇妙的，就是说在那个时候呢，在那个城里没有罪人，没有罪人也没有罪，所以呢就是没有不信主的人，所以没有人来偷你，没有人来骗你，所以呢在那个城市里面呢，所有的人都是信主耶稣基督，没有一个不信主的人能够进到那座城市。
And that is very wonderful. But the other side is this. There won't be any sin there from any Christian. None of us are going to sin ever when we get to heaven. We are going to be perfect all the time.
这个呢，除了这个以外呢，还有一件事情，就是在那里的基督徒呢，他永远不会犯罪，因为那里没有罪。所以呢，我们在所有的时间，基督徒呢都不会犯罪，他们都是完美的。
Some of you are like me, and you have trouble being perfect some of the time, anytime.
因为你们有些人呢，就跟我一样，你在有些时候不会那么完美，也或者说是在任何时候你都不完美。
But when we get to heaven, we're going to be perfect all the time, And I'm going to say, hallelujah, Lord, thank you very much.
因为这是当我们到了天堂以后呢，我们在所有的时间呢，永远都是完美的。我会说呢，哈利路亚，谢谢主，非常感谢。
My name has been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The Lord Jesus is my Savior. God is my Father. I'm part of a family. Hallelujah.
因为我的名字呢是写在生命册里，主耶稣基督呢是我的救主，那个父神是我的父，哈利路亚。
And we all get our name written in the book of life by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. We say, Lord Jesus, I believe you. I love you. I want to follow you. I choose to follow you.
因为我们的名字写在生命册上的所有的呢，都是因为我们相信主耶稣基督。我们跟主耶稣基督说呢，主啊，我们爱你，我们顺服你，我们跟随你，所以呢，我们是神的家的一员。
I can imagine somebody saying, somebody getting to the gate, somebody says to them, why should we let you in?
我相信呢，有些人呢，他们来到那个门口的时候呢，他会说呢，为什么我要让你进来呢？
You say, well, I want to get in because I believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
你说呢，我想进去是因为我信主耶稣基督的名。
One of the gates says, does that mean you're going to obey when you get in?
因为那个其中一个门说呢，如果说你那个顺服，你就会进去吗？
And the response is yes. I purpose to obey when I get in.
因为答案呢就是说是啊，我就是要我的目的就是说我顺服就是要进去。
And you can imagine the one at the gate saying, how can you substantiate that?
所以你就会想象一下，就是说，那个门，其中一个门会说，你怎么可以这样持续下去呢？
And you say, because I believe before I came here, I believe when I was in the world. And when I was in the world, I did try to obey and to follow the Lord. I tried to obey him there, and I think that with God's help, I can obey him here because I believe. The proof of belief is obedience and continuance. That's the ultimate proof of belief.
因为你说呢，因为我到这里来呢，来之前我在地球上呢，我就已经信了，信了我就已经顺服了，顺服了以后呢，所以我就能够来到这里。我来到这里以后呢，就是说怎么证明我是信了呢？信了的证明的证据呢，就是你顺服，然后就持续的顺服，这样就是证明我信了。所以我来到这里之前。
Well, that's the end of chapter 21. Maybe there might be a question or two before we move on to chapter
22.
Any questions or comments?
有任何的问题或者有你的看法？
Well, one of the problems is that this is all so wonderful. We can't really pin down the details. All we get are these great, broad, beautiful pictures, and we try to say, Lord, I don't understand it, but I think I'm going to enjoy it. I choose to believe you.
这里呢，所有的事情呢，这里都是因为我就是特别的美，所以特别美呢，我们不可能就是定在哪一个点上，我们只是给大家一个广泛的一个看法，一个总的看法。这样呢，有时候呢，你会说啊，这个主啊，有时候有的地方我可能不理解，但是其实太美了，我选择相信，我选择相信主。
All right, verse 22. Then the angel showed me, chapter 22, the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city.
这里呢, 第22章第一节说, 天使又指示我, 一道纯净的生命水的河, 明亮如水晶, 从神的羔羊的宝座流出来。
So we're not sure exactly the topography of this city. We don't know precisely how this river flows, but it's there. And it's a river of the water of life.
这个呢，就是说呢，问题是我们不能够准确的理解这个城市到底是什么样子，一个什么类型的，所以我们也不知道那个河是怎么流的。但是呢，我们知道在城中呢有一道生命水的河在那流出来。Water
is always, among other things, a picture of great refreshment.
所以呢，这个。 水呢，跟其他的所有的事情都真的，通常呢，它表明是一个清新的东西。
And so we're going to be in that city. We're going to be refreshed by this river.
所以呢，我们就会在那个城市里，我们呢会被这个河水呢不断的更新。
I believe it's the prophet Isaiah who teaches us that there is a river. And Isaiah and the Old Testament prophets were looking forward to it. Moses brought a river out of the rock. God brought the river out of the Lord Jesus Christ. And here it is now in the New Jerusalem. Remember, sorry, Roy.
Yeah. 所以呢，就是说是我们知道呢，这个城市呢，通常呢，就是说呢，神呢，以赛亚先知以赛告诉我们，就是说在城市里呢，将来呢，他就盼望着一条河。我们也知道呢，就是说呢，摩西呢，从岩石里流出了一条河，然后呢，神呢，从主耶稣基督里流出了河。
Remember, when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back to the earth, his feet are going to stand on the Mount of Olives, and out of Jerusalem will flow a river of living water.
因为您知道呢，就是当主耶稣基督来到那个橄榄山上的时候，他的脚呢站在那上面的时候呢，会流出那个活水呢。
That will refresh the saints in that day in the millennium. This river will refresh the saints in the eternal state.
因为那个时候的那个河流呢，就是会在千禧年里去更新它们。那么这一个呢，在永恒里这样一条河水呢，也会不断的使我们更新。Verse
2 goes on and says, on each side of the river stood the tree of life.
因为第二节说呢，在河这边与那边有生命的树。
In the Garden of Eden, because of Adam and Eve's sin, the tree of life was banned. You couldn't eat of it. There was a sword protecting you from getting to it.
在那个伊甸园里，因为亚当和夏娃呢，他们犯了罪，所以生命树呢被禁止靠近，所以呢，他们呢是不能够从那个生命树上拿到果子的。
But now the great tree of life is available for all. There is in heaven eternal life.
现在呢，在那个天堂里，这个生命树呢，它永远就是可以的，在那里呢，就是可以的接近的。你那里呢有永恒的生命。
It's going to bear 12 crops of fruit, different fruit every month. 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month.
在这里面呢，结12样果子，12样果子每月都结果子，树上的叶子乃为医治万民。
I'm not sure about you, but I prefer to eat fruit than vegetables.
因为我不知道你是怎么样的，但是呢，我宁愿吃果子而不吃蔬菜。
I would rather eat a peach than a carrot.
我宁愿吃一个桃子而不愿吃一个胡萝卜。
And I would rather eat strawberries than beans.
我宁愿吃草莓而不吃豆子。
And so I'm glad it doesn't say that there's lots of vegetables on this tree. There's fruit on this tree. It'll be helpful. It'll be good food and it'll taste good. And I'm looking forward to eating it.
因为我非常高兴的是这个树上呢有很多果子，那果子呢都是非常的好吃，非常的好看，所以呢我非常盼望着去到那里吃那个树上的果子。
And the verse goes on, verse 2 says, the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations.
这节经文继续说树上的叶子呢为医治万民。
The word there is maybe just a little awkward. It's not so much that the people have to eat this to be healed. It is that the people will eat this in order to maintain good health.
这里呢，这个事件呢，当时呢会很完美，就是说这些人呢，那里的人不一定就是说吃这个叶子是为了治病，他们吃这个叶子是为了呢保持那个好的健康。
We're not going to get sick in heaven. We're going to be healthy and we will maintain our health by drinking and by eating of the wonderful blessings that God is going to give us.
我们在天上呢不会生病，但是呢，我们会就是说，用吃和那个喝神的那个奇妙的赐福呢，来维护我们的健康。
The next line is interesting. It says, no longer will there be any curse.
下一句呢就非常有趣，以后再没有诅咒。
What is a curse?
那诅咒是什么呢？
The curse is the promise of bad effects from taking bad action.
所以诅咒呢就是说是那种 保证就是说你错的那坏的行为呢，一定能够得到坏的结果。
And so over and over in scripture, especially toward the end of the book of Deuteronomy, you get lists of curses on those who do evil in the sight of the Lord.
因为从那个圣经里，你只是读到那个生命记的后面，你就会发现呢，有很多的诅咒对那些在神面前行恶的人。
Why will there be no curse here?
为什么在这里就没有咒诅了？
Because you can do bad things and get away with it. Is that why there's no curse?
是因为你干的坏事不用负责，是因为那里没有诅咒的原因吗？
And the answer is no. There's no curse because nobody's ever going to do any bad things. You don't need a curse if you're not going to do bad things. We're not going to sin in the millennium, in the eternal state.
Hallelujah.
The line goes on and says, the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city and his servants will serve him.
第三句就是说在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他。
If you go to the book of Kings, I guess it is, or Chronicles, I'm not sure, but you'll read of the Queen of Sheba going to visit King Solomon.
因为在那个列王记或者历代志里面，我不确定到底是哪一本书，你会看见那个示巴女王呢去看去拜见所罗门。
And she was impressed by many wonderful things that she saw.
因为她被所有的她看到的那些神奇的事呢，感动。
She wasn't just impressed by his wisdom. It's true, he had a lot of wisdom.
他不仅仅是说被他的那个智慧呢感到惊奇，当然呢，所罗门有很多的智慧。
And she wasn't just impressed by his own wealth and glory and beauty because he had a lot of that.
因为他也不会因为他个人的那些荣耀啊，还有那些财富啊，那所有东西呢，他也不是为那个感激，是因为是所罗门有很多那样的东西。
She was impressed by his servants.
他呢，对他的仆人呢感到惊奇。
His servants were happy.
他的仆人们都很高兴。
His servants were diligent.
他的那些仆人都很勤奋。
And his servants were beautifully dressed. His servants were handsome in their clothes. She was impressed with Solomon's clothes. She was impressed with the servants' clothes. Everybody looked great.
因为他其实呢，对那些他的仆人，他仆人都穿的衣服呢都很美，他的仆人们呢都很美很帅。所以呢，他不光是对所罗门穿的衣服感到那个惊奇，他又是说为他的仆人们所穿的衣服，他仆人他们都在很高兴的做事，他为这感到欣喜。
And wonderful thing about heaven is not just that God will be there and be beautiful, Jesus will be there and be beautiful, but the servants will be there and they'll be happy and they will rejoice to serve and they will look fabulous.
这个呢，其中呢，天堂一个神奇地方呢，不光是那个神在那里很美，主耶稣基督在那里很美，同样呢，他的仆人们呢，在那里面甘心的服侍，他们也看起来呢特别的神奇。
Verse 4 says, and they will see his face.
第四节说呢，也要见他的面。
I don't think we've got the faintest idea what that's going to be like. Imagine seeing the face of Jesus with a smile and a twinkle in his eye.For you and for me.
因为我认为呢，我们也想象不出来那是一个什么样子。我们看到呢，主耶稣基督的面，他看着我们，看着你我，他在那个眨眼，在微笑。
I spoke to a friend of mine who told me that before he became a Christian, when he used to see me, he ran away.
因为我就告诉一个朋友告诉我，在我成为一个基督徒之前呢，他当他看见我的时候，他就赶紧跑了。
But then after he became a Christian, he was happy to see me.
然后他成为基督徒以后呢，他很高兴的来看见我。
And when we get to heaven, we're going to be so happy to see Jesus. And for one reason, among many others,And that'll be, he'll be happy to see us.
所以呢，在天堂呢，我们就会很高兴的看见主耶稣基督。出于这样的那样的原因呢，他会很高兴的看见我们。
Well, that's probably time for our meeting today. We'll get to the rest of chapter 22 next week, and the Lord will give us wisdom, maybe some questions, some.Overview next week. If you've got questions on Revelation, good time to bring them would be next week.
因为这个呢是我们的时间也到了，到了以后呢，主若许可，下个星期呢，我们继续来学启示录的第22章。第22章呢，在这个时候，在这之前呢，你可能会有一些问题， 一些问题把你把你的问题呢都收集起来，下个星期来的时候呢，求主帮助我们能够回答你们的问题。
Well, very good. Let's have a word of prayer and then we'll carry on.
对的，非常好，我们先来祷告，然后再继续。
Lord, we want to thank you for the promise of going to heaven.
主啊，我们要向您献上感恩，因为您应许了在天上将要发生的事。
It's true, Lord. We can't really understand what it's going to be like.
其实真的是主啊，我们也不知道当那个将来会是什么样子。
But every picture we see, every word of description encourages us that we're going to like it. It is going to be wonderful beyond expression.
那些所有的画面，所有的那些词来描述将来要发生的事情呢，就是说是绝对是奇妙的，是远远那个超过我们想象的，是我们所期待的。
Lord, we're thankful that you have invited us to come to your heaven.
主啊，我们非常感恩您的邀请了我们来到您的天堂。
And we're thankful that the Lord Jesus Christ paid the price of our sin, so that if we believe in him, he will take away our sin, and therefore we will be able to go to your heaven.
主啊，我们也非常感恩就是主耶稣基督呢，他为我们而死，他除去了我们的罪，如果我们相信他呢，这样呢我们就有这样的能力去到您的天堂。
And so we say thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying for my sin and welcoming us into the heaven that you have prepared for us.
所以呢，我们非常感恩主耶稣基督为我们的罪而死，这样呢，他更欢迎我们去到你为我们准备好的天堂。
And so we give thanks now for your kindness and pray that each one of us will reach out and receive the Lord Jesus as our Savior.
主啊，我们非常感恩您的良善，这样的感恩您的爱，这样我们每个人呢都可以达到这个点，就是说接受主耶稣基督为我们的个人救主。
And we ask this now in Jesus' name and give thanks.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名，并献上感恩。
Amen.
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 Thank you, everyone, today.